بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. الحمد لله. We have covered, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than half of Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the recitation.
Ameen.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the listening.
Ameen.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of inculcating the ayahs of Qur'an al-Kareem in our life.
Ameen.
For the last couple of days, we've been mentioning and talking about certain sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as we're going through the book Shama'il, which specifically mentions about different sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, today I thought of taking a little break and explaining something before we, inshallah, we move on. The thing that was coming to my mind, in fact, somebody sent me this a couple of days ago, and it reminded me of mentioning this here today. And that is, there was an incident about a scholar by the name of Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah. He was once performing Salat of Tahajjud with his son. When they completed, his son said to his father that, you know, all of these people are sleeping and we are performing Salat al-Tahajjud. Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah, he said to him that, you know, if you are going to say that, then you should have joined them and you should have slept as well. We just wasted your time. In other words, if you are looking down upon others for a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, or has blessed you the opportunity of doing a certain type of good deed or an ibadah, and as a result of that you're looking down on others who are not doing it, then you're getting no reward for your ibadah. You're getting no reward for your deed. Because you think you're getting closer to Allah, you think you're better than others because of this, that reward is totally gone now. If you want to do something, then we do it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without looking down upon anyone. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the opportunity of coming to the masjid every single night and performing Salatul Isha and Salatul Taraweeh, and there are people in our same street, our neighbors who we know who are Muslim and who are not, it should not come in our hearts that, you know, we are better than them. Rather, it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has chosen me, and we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that blessing. If we can, and if we feel that by inviting them to come, they won't get offended, they won't get upset, and in them, in fact, they will maybe come with you instead of turning away, then we should call them. But if we have this thought that if we try and reach out to them, and we try to invite them, and we try to tell them, come to the masjid, I'm going to the masjid, and instead of them coming closer, they may turn away and may go farther away, then at least we should have that guilt in our heart that somehow I want my neighbor to start coming to the masjid. We should have that concern and fikr. But on the other hand, if Allah is blessing me, then we should be very, very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us that opportunity. And that goes for every single good deed that we perform. Whether it be an ibadah, whether it be coming to the masjid, whether it be adopting any of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So far, alhamdulillah, we read so many sunnahs. Maybe there are some sunnahs that we are already applying in our life. Maybe there are some which we are not. And inshallah, we intend to. But we see some people who are not doing any of those sunnahs. What is the lesson that we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was deen was never forced upon anyone. There is no force in deen. لا إكراه في الدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in Quran, it's all about love, it's all about respect. And the more we can do that with respect and we can do that with love, inshallah, the more love we'll have for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now if there is someone who is not adopting a certain sunnah, then instead of looking down upon them, we should make dua for them. And at the same time, be grateful. And alhamdulillah, Allah has given me the opportunity of practicing upon this sunnah. Well, Allah give him also the same opportunity. As soon as one scholar, he says, that by looking down upon a person who is not doing something, then that is worse than that person. The sin that you are getting is worse than the person who is not committing or not doing that good. On the other hand, like I was mentioning a few days ago, and I'll mention it again, that there are certain sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which are being tampered with, are not to be followed anymore, and because of that, people have considered not to be a sunnah anymore, because they are not following it. If you don't want to follow a sunnah, or if you don't want to practice upon deen, then that's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't try to justify that. Don't try to justify you're not adopting a sunnah or practicing a sunnah or something that you're not doing in deen that you're supposed to, and try to justify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is okay with this. Because if people start following you, remember that if we do something, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions in one hadith, that whoever starts a good deed or starts a practice that was a forgotten practice, that had to be practiced, and someone tries to revive that, and as a result, people look at us because of us practicing that sunnah, and they start practicing on that sunnah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that they will get the reward, but since this person was practicing and they did it because of him, he will get the equivalent amount of reward for all of those people. If you are using the miswak and you told 10 people to use the miswak, now subhanAllah, they all start using the miswak, they all start getting the reward. For using the miswak, you're getting the reward for all of those 10 people who are using the miswak. You invite someone to the masjid, and they come to the masjid, but they don't also come. They bring their son, they bring their neighbor, they bring their cousin, they bring their father. They all come to the masjid because of you. SubhanAllah, you got the reward of 5 people coming to the masjid. But subhanAllah, on the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that whoever starts evil trend, an evil deed, and because of that, he does it. And not only does he do it, he doesn't do it in private. He wants to boast about it. He wants to do it in public so that people can see that this is the evil that he's been doing. And because of that, other people, they start following his evil deeds, and they adapt to him, and they start following and mimicking him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that subhanAllah, because of that one person, everyone who does that evil, he's getting their sin for all of those people. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave an example of the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that the one who committed that murder and killed his brother, he says that every single murder that would take place until the day of Qiyamah, he would be getting the sin for every single murder. So the lessons that we learn from the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Quran al-Kareem, is that we should try to apply, try to do as much as sunnah as possible, as many good deeds as possible, but at the same time, if we're doing something, then we don't look at those who are not doing it. We make dua for them, and subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make dua for the ummah every single night. Oh Allah, guide the ummah. Oh Allah, bring them on the straight path. This was his dua. And this is the dua that we should make. Oh Allah, guide me to the straight path. Oh Allah, give the whole entire ummah guidance. This is the dua that we want, instead of looking down upon people. If we look down upon people, then who's going to be left? If someone is looking, if we're going to be looking down upon this person and that person, then there could be someone else who'd look down upon us. And subhanAllah, we will just see the ummah just deteriorating, just going apart. Everyone is part of this ummah, regardless if they're practicing or not practicing. Regardless if they come to the masjid, they don't come to the masjid. Regardless if they adopt the sunnah, they don't adopt to the sunnah. Regardless if they have the attachment with Quran al-Kareem or they don't have an attachment with Quran. If we have an attachment with Quran, it's our responsibility to try to get other people towards it. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say in the hadith? خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst you is the one who learns Quran. But he didn't stop there. He didn't say the best you amongst you is the one who only learned Quran and that's it. But no, they do another thing. Once they learn it, they take another responsibility. They have a responsibility on their shoulder, and that is that they have to teach it to others. If Allah has blessed us with a good quality, that's something that we're doing, that we're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should let others know about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to Siratul Mustaqeem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted all of us. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.